Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman. Condemns violation of their sovereignty and territorial integrity amid West Asia conflict. Indian Airlines to operate 58 flights between India and Gulf region today for stranded passengers. US-Israeli forces strike Iran's nuclear sites. Israel hits around 60 targets of Hezbollah in Lebanon. BJP announces 9 candidates for Rajya Sabha elections across 6 states. Nominates party president Nitin Naveen from Bihar. Festival of Colours, Holi being celebrated throughout the country today, and in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa to take on New Zealand in first semi-final clash in Kolkata this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah over phone yesterday and condemned violation of Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He said India stands with Kuwait's people in this difficult hour. During the conversation, Mr. Modi stressed the significance of dialogue and diplomacy in restoring regional peace and stability. In a social media post, Mr. Modi appreciated the Kuwaiti leadership's continued support to ensure safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. The Prime Minister also spoke to the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. He strongly condemned any violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Both leaders emphasized the urgent need to restore peace and stability in the region through dialogue and diplomacy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also conveyed his appreciation for the Amir of Qatar's continued support and care for the Indian community during this challenging time. Mr. Modi also spoke with Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, and exchange views on recent developments in West Asia. He condemned the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Both leaders agreed that sustained diplomatic engagement is essential for earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi appreciated Oman's continued support to the Indian community. The Indian Airlines are set to operate 58 flights between India and Gulf region today to facilitate the movement of stranded passengers in West Asia due to the ongoing conflict. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said in a statement that Indian carriers are planning to operate 58 flights today, including 30 by IndiGo and 23 by Air India and Air India Express. The ministry said that it is continuously monitoring the evolving airspace situation in parts of West Asia and its impact on international flight operations. Till date, 1,221 flights by Indian carriers and 388 flights by foreign carriers have been cancelled due to the ongoing situation. The ministry further stated that Indian carriers have undertaken calibrated adjustments to their schedules, with long-haul and ultra-long-haul operations being progressively resumed through alternative routings that avoid restricted airspace. The ministry also asserted that it is in continuous touch with airlines and is closely monitoring airfares to ensure that there is no undue surge in ticket prices during this period. The conflict in West Asia has entered its fifth day as joint Israeli-US forces struck Tehran's nuclear sites, while Iran also launched fresh drone attacks. As per latest reports, Israel used its intelligence to strike Iran's nuclear weapons development site in Tehran, removing a key component of the Iranian regime's capability to develop nuclear weapons. Israel said that since the start of the operation, its air force neutralized around 300 Iranian missile launchers. It further said that as part of the defensive effort, the Israeli Air Force continues to conduct successive waves of strikes against the Iranian regime's ballistic missile arrays and air defense systems. Israel has also intensified its airstrikes in Lebanon as it hit around 60 targets related to Hezbollah. The sites struck by Israel include weapons storage facilities, missile launchers, command centers, and additional terrorist infrastructure belonging to Hezbollah and Hamas in the Tyre and Sidon areas of Lebanon. Moreover, U.S. President Donald Trump said in a Truth Social post that since the launch of Operation Epic Fury, over 9,000 Americans safely returned to the U.S. from the West Asian region. On the other hand, Iran has continued its strikes on several countries in West Asia. The United Arab Emirates UAE's Ministry of Defense said that its air defense systems intercepted 11 ballistic missiles and 123 drones yesterday, while one missile landed within the country's territory without causing any human casualties. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said that U.S. has entered a war of choice on behalf of Israel and there was never any so-called Iranian threat. In the international market, gas prices have spiked and global stock markets tumbled as the conflict in the Middle East intensified. The UK gas price surged to its highest ever level for 3 years yesterday, following sharp gains on Monday, while Brent crude oil benchmark briefly rose above $85 a barrel for the first time since July 2024. Meanwhile, the share prices of companies on US and European stock markets plunged. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE West Asian Region, has postponed the Class 10 and Class 12 examinations that were set to take place on March the 5th and 6th. Revised dates for these exams will be announced later. The board also stated that a decision regarding the examinations scheduled from March the 7th onward will be made after reviewing the situation by Thursday. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to end trade with Spain, citing a lack of support over the U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran and the European nation's resistance to increase its NATO spending. The U.S. president's comments came a day after Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez said his country would not allow the U.S. to use the bases in southern Spain in any strikes not covered by the United Nations Charter. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Bharatiya Janata Party has announced 9 candidates for 2026 biennial elections to Rajya Sabha across 6 states. From Bihar, where 5 seats are falling vacant, BJP-nominated party chief Nitin Nabin and state leader Shivesh Kumar. Tomorrow is the last date of filing nominations for the March 16th elections. In Assam, where 3 seats go to polls, the BJP fielded sitting MLA Terash Govala and Cabinet Minister Jogen Mohan. Chief Minister Himant Biswa Sarma stated that BJP will not be fielding any candidate for the 3rd seat. In Chhattisgarh, where 2 seats are falling vacant, member of Chhattisgarh State Women Commission, Lakshmi Verma, was named as the candidate. In Haryana, where 2 seats go to the polls, former MP Sanjay Bhatia was named as the candidate. In Odisha, where 4 seats go to polls, BJP-nominated party's Odisha Unit President, Manmohan Samal, and outgoing Rajya Sabha MP Sujit Kumar. Is in West Bengal, where 5 seats go to the polls, former West Bengal Unit President Rahul Sinha was named as the candidate. The Festival of Colours, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of spring season. Holi gives the message of equality and fraternity as all sections of society, irrespective of caste, creed, colour, age and sex, celebrate it with great enthusiasm. In Delhi, the Festival of Colours is being celebrated with tremendous enthusiasm and vibrant spirit. Our correspondent reports that the excitement, enthusiasm and joy of this festival are evident in every corner of the city.
Since morning, streets, parks and residential colonies are coming alive with bright splashes of colour, music and laughter. People of all ages are stepping out of their homes to join friends, neighbours and relatives in the joyous celebrations reflecting the true essence of togetherness and harmony that Holi signifies. On the occasion, people are exchanging warm greetings by applying abir and gulal, symbolising goodwill and unity. Sweets like gujia are being shared, strengthening bonds within families and communities. The entire city is turning into a vibrant canvas of color and joy, capturing the spirit of celebration, friendship and renewal that defines the festival of Holi. On the occasion of Holi, metro services are not available till 2:30 p.m. today on all lines of the Delhi metro, including the airport express line. It will resume normal operations thereafter. Nitika Gupta, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, Holi is being celebrated with great deal of joy and enthusiasm. Our correspondent reports that police have made elaborate arrangements to prevent any untoward incident during the festival.
Celebrations started in state early morning itself. After performing puja, people are applying colors and greeting each other. Historic barats and processions will be carried out in many districts, including Bareilly and Firozabad, where hundreds of people from all walks of life will take part in it. The extravaganza of colors is being celebrated in a unique manner in Mathura and Vrindavan with chants of bhajans, dance, colors, water, flowers and sweets. Different sections of societies like widows and many foreigners are also taking part in the festivity. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will take part in the Holi celebrations in Gorakhpur and lead the famous Narsingh Bhagwan procession in a short while from now. RSS leader Nanaji Deshmukh had started this procession in 1944 and the Gorakhpeeth has a special association with it. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended greetings to the nation on the occasion of Holi. In her message, President Murmu said that Holi is a festival of joy and celebration that conveys the message of social harmony. She said the festival spreads love and hope in the society and strengthens the spirit of social cohesion. Delhi Traffic Police has made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth traffic management on the occasion of Holi in the national capital. Talking to the media, Additional Commissioner of Police Dinesh Kumar Gupta said that police personnel will be deployed at around 134 major intersections from early morning till the evening. He said 79 joint pickets have been set up in coordination with local police. The teams equipped with alcometers will conduct checks to curb drunk driving. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. India will face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. The winners of both these matches will face each other in the finals on the 8th of March at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. The West Asia conflict continues to dominate the top news in most dailies. Israel steps up strikes on Tehran. Iran defiant reads the headline in Hindustan Times. Israeli troops enter Lebanon. U.S. embassy struck headlines the Tribune. The Pioneer quotes Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri as saying that India has sufficient fuel stock for now. India has 100 million barrels of oil stocks, enough to last 45 days, reads the headline in The Asian Age. In its editorial piece titled A Reboot, The Hindu says Canadian Prime Minister Mike Carney's visit to India marks a significant attempt to reset ties strained by the Niger controversy during Justin Trudeau's tenure. The paper adds that shifting geopolitics and the search for middle power partnerships have encouraged both sides to rebuild relations. However, the paper cautions that lingering mistrust must require transparency and sustained dialogue. And finally, traversing all three levels of the judicial system, and over four decades later, the Supreme Court found three guilty accused in a case pertaining to smuggling watches but waived off prison term. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman, condemns violation of their sovereignty and territorial integrity amid West Asia conflict. Indian Airlines to operate 58 flights between India and Gulf region today for stranded passengers. U.S. Israeli forces strike Iran's nuclear sites. Israel hits around 60 targets of Hezbollah in Lebanon. BJP announces 9 candidates for Rajya Sabha elections across 6 states. Festival of Colors Holi being celebrated throughout the country today. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa to take on New Zealand in first semi-final clash in Kolkata this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.